Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website
that our network is scared for us to name for legal reasons, but you know which one it is.
All of the posts you hear our characters read are word-for-word real posts from this neighborhood website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. This episode's guest is played by Lily Sullivan. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any post you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen. Hello and welcome once again to The Neighborhood Listen. This is the ongoing look at the neighborhood of Dignity Falls, hosted by two of its residents. I'm one of them. My name is Bernd Miapede.
And I'm another one. Joan Pedestrian here.
And we are here in Joan's home. We're in her kitchen.
We sure are. We are in her kitchen. And my husband, Doug, is in the wine cellar today. And I hope you're behaving down there because we thought it'd be great because of the cool climate. But you're not getting into anything, are you?
No, I'm staying away from our wine. It's very dark.
Oh, you didn't turn on the light?
I didn't know there was a light.
You didn't know there was a light?
No.
That explains why Doug also always comes up from the cellar with the wrong bottle of wine.
Yes,
always.
Doug, it should be noted for new listeners, Doug also lives in the home. He is your husband.
He does.
Of course he lives in the home. It is very surprising that he doesn't realize that there's a light in the cellar.
I mean, it's surprising to me. It is surprising to me.
Doug, Bert here. Can I ask you a question?
Always.
Did you look for a light at some point and then just give up?
Yeah, I did look for a light.
Right.
I felt around for the light.
Which is why I don't send him grocery shopping. Yes. Same thing happens.
Because it's dark at the grocery store?
No, because he looks for 1 second. If he doesn't see it, he comes right home.
I see.
Says, well, I guess they don't sell bananas at this store.
And Doug, you just immediately concluded, well, there's no light here. You didn't ask,
me,
your wife, who also lives in the home, where's the light?
Well, I feel like I have fairly good night vision. I can feel my way around pretty well. I feel self-sufficient. I don't like to be codependent.
What would qualify someone as not being able to feel around in the dark very well?
Well, if you slip and fall a lot.
Sure.
If you reach out and nothing is touching your fingers.
But that of course is that's no reflection of skill. I disagree. Well, we'll have to agree to disagree on that one, Doug. Anyway, so Doug's down there in the wine cellar. Mm-hmm. And congratulations on the wine. I didn't know you had a wine cellar. That's a little bit of a secret you've been keeping.
Oh, really? You didn't know about it?
I had no idea.
Well, I will say it was kind of a long realized dream of mine, you know,
right,
just to be able to run down and grab a nice 1992, you know, and just open it up for my guests. And to me, it's small. It's not like we have a ton down there, you know.
Right.
It's not full. Mm-hmm. So I'm working on, you know.
How many bottles would you say?
Just about five. You know, so we've got a lot of slots to fill. It's one of those hobbies that I didn't quite, you know, it's sort of, life gets so busy, right? You know, so
life
you think I
so
want to procure all this wine and be that person.
Yes.
And then right now I'm just not that person yet. And the other thing is I drink them too fast to even put them down in the cellar.
You
so,
do go through wine very quickly. That's true.
Well, okay. I do. Yes. I enjoy.
I don't feel like I'm.
It's okay when I say it, Bernd.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, look, we're.
I feel judged.
I think, no, not at all. You and I have been very upfront about our relative relationships to alcohol. You like your wine all the time. And I like to drink a bottle of vodka on Friday nights.
Just straight out of the bottle.
Don't even bother
with the glass.
I used to start with the glass, then I was like, I'm wasting time.
What are we doing here? You
yes.
know, it's just the shortest distance between
exactly.
two points.
Exactly. It's just me in my apartment. So mm-hmm. why am I standing on ceremony?
What are you watching something when you settle down with this bottle of
nope.
vodka? Oh dear. Don't tell me that. You are just sitting in a chair, what, staring at the wall? Are you reading? Please say you're doing something.
I have read in the past. Sometimes I've looked out the window. Sometimes I will have the TV on mute.
Now, why is that?
The sound. If I get into my vodka, the sound sometimes makes me angry. So,
and when you say get into my vodka, what does that mean? Let's explore that. Let's unpack that a little.
When I'm a third of the way through. Oh. Yeah, when I'm a third of the way through the bottle.
Is that's when everything starts working. That's when you start buzzing.
It all starts clicking and humming. And
I feel vodka in my thighs. First.
You feel it in your thighs. Mm-hmm.
That's where it hits me first.
What kind of a feeling is it?
Oh, it's just a buzzy, tingly, warm.
You get buzzy, tingly thighs.
I get buzzy, tingly, warm thighs. I do. Yeah.
And then does it spread out from there?
Yeah. After that, it's just all downhill from there. You know what I mean? Then it seems to hit the rest of my body instantly. But it starts with the thighs.
That's ground zero.
It sure is. So for you, it's a third of the way in.
Yes. And then I start really, I'm in my groove.
And that's when you're like, TV, I can't listen to you.
Yes. The voices make me angry.
Angry?
Yeah.
Are you an angry drunk, would you say?
I think I might be a sort of passive aggressive drunk. I try not to be around people. It's almost like being a werewolf.
Is it?
I lock myself in the room and I say under no circumstances open this door. I put a little sign outside.
And you keep
no matter how much I beg and scream.
You keep looking in the mirror and you look more drunk, and then you look away and then you look in the mirror and then you're more drunk. And oh my God, before you know it, you're full drunk.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
And you howl as well. That is a similarity.
I do. I do howl. And I howl more in the absence of the moon. Isn't that funny?
Interesting.
That because
what was it? You sound your barbaric yop. Wasn't that the thing from Dead Poets Society? I mean, I know it was actually a quote from an actual writer, but I just know it is from that movie.
I believe it was Walt Whitman.
Oh, look at you.
Who wanted to sound his barbaric yop over the rooftops.
Oh, I loved that movie.
Did you really?
Oh, I did. Well, Doug knows. One of my early crushes in a movie. Well, I mean, this was not the very first one, but man, for whatever reason, Robert Sean Leonard. Oh, that poor kid who wasn't allowed to be in Midsummer Night's Dream.
That's right.
Because his dad wanted him to go to military school or something.
Yes.
And you know what? I never could watch that 70s show because that actor was on it. And I was like, you are the reason Neil killed himself.
Kurtwood Smith,
who I hear is a very nice man. But you know what? If I saw him, I'd be like, how dare you, sir?
Where did you hear this about him?
Hear what about him?
That he was a very nice man.
Have you met him? Do you know that that's not true?
I have no idea.
Well, I don't know. A friend of a friend said that they met him at a benefit.
You're an actor. You're on the stage. So maybe you hear things that actors hear that I wouldn't hear.
Also, I judge someone's character by how they do on a late night talk show. If they're charming, then that, for whatever reason, that just works for me.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
I do the same thing with presidential candidates. It's not
good. Oh, like Julia Roberts, would you go on to flirt with David Letterman?
She was so charming. Oh, she was in love with her.
The legendary chemistry that
yes,
they had.
Yes, legendary chemistry.
That we all loved and couldn't get enough of.
That's exactly right. Speaking of local theater,
yes.
I do have a little update.
Yeah, what is it?
I've set a date for the show. Now, remember, it's Funny Girl, but you know what I'm doing? Because I kept thinking, oh, we were going to do My Fair Lady, we were going to do it with a dramatic bent. So
yes.
I do want to change what we think of when we think of funny. So I came up with just a simple solution, just a matter of punctuation, a question mark.
Mm. Mm.
Funny Girl?
This is intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
This title intrigues me.
Thank you. That is the whole point. It's just supposed to start to get people talking.
Also, you don't yet have an answer to that question.
Well, not yet. It's just that I like to work from the outs, from the way outside in.
That's right.
I like to just have and we're going to have I just like to get the mystery out there.
Right.
Like a hashtag. It's just going to be hashtag question mark.
Much like Agatha Christie, starting with the end of the mystery and then working way backwards.
Is that
beginning.
What she did?
I don't know. I'm assuming.
Oh, I think that makes more sense. It's just easier to figure
that's
it out
I would
that
do.
Way.
That's yeah. what I would do.
So, but I just thought, isn't that interesting if we start with a question?
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
So that's all I have. But I also have a date. So I have a date. And here's the thing.
That's
if
all
I
you
have
need.
A date, then I have to figure it out.
Exactly.
I have to figure it out by June.
You work
that's
well
just the
with
the
deadline. Yes.
Yeah, I work really well with the deadline. I
that's
do.
That's right.
Yeah. So anyways, we're here. We've got posts to talk about.
Exactly. What we do, of course, is we share a post from the social networking app, the NeighborHap. Mm-hmm. And everyone has this, and we certainly have it here in Dignity Falls. And what we do is we read the posts and we discuss them. It's a way to get to know our neighbors and our neighborhood.
Indeed.
So I have one, if you'd like me to start things off.
Oh, please do.
This one, where did it go? I just had it.
Oh, it has burnt.
Disappeared.
You're always doing stream. You do all those screen caps during the day of catalogs. But you never order anything. It's just the funniest thing to me. You know, that's kind of like me and the wine cellar. Yeah. You know, like I think I'm going to be this person, and I think you think, oh, I'm going to buy that. I'm going to buy that. And then you kind of never get around to it.
It's a lot of these things I think is going to make my life easier.
Right.
And then I forget about them, and my life continues the way that it is. This comes to us from Kristen. Kristen says, this is the headline of the post, found, period. Orange striped cat, period. Very hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
Found medium size orange cat, stripes All over. Found at Edenhurst and Teddy Roosevelt Boulevard. Right ear clipped. This is where it takes a turn. Kitty had passed away. I've taken measures for cremation since no one has claimed him.
Well, so, okay. That's called burying the lead, I would say.
Absolutely.
In this case.
100% agree.
Well, not even burying the kid, because she's
cremating
she's taking,
the lead.
No, she's taking measures. What does that exactly mean? You either just call and say I need to have it cremated. Is that the measures that she's talking about?
I would assume it does sound very sinister.
Makes it sound like a very long process and a very long sinister process. You're right.
Yes.
But if he's, it almost seems like there was no point for this post. Is that maybe accurate?
Well, on the one hand, if someone's missing their cat and they don't know where it is, and then someone says I found a cat that matches this description, the cat is dead.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how that person needs closure.
Sure.
But I don't know that I would phrase it exactly like this.
And then I would also take issue with, is there a previous post? Because it would seem to me like the first post should be, found a cat. I'll wait a day, maybe.
Sure.
But instead of just deciding, I'm going to just take my own measures of how to get rid of this cat, there was no chance for the owner to say, oh, hey, that's mine. Oh, you already burned it to ashes.
It's true. Well, what did they say? No one has claimed him. So I would assume there was a previous post.
It would be amazing if there wasn't, because if no one's claimed him, well, of course they didn't, because if you didn't post, then how could anyone have claimed him? I hope that there was a previous post and we just missed it.
I would hope it's not, I found a cat, I never heard from anybody. And so.
And I also never posted about it.
Fire up the chimenea. Because.
The chimenea.
Well, I'm thinking of how would you home cremate a cat?
Oh, Lord. Oh, I see.
What did you think I meant, Joe?
Nothing. It was just your pronunciation of the word chimney. You just added chimenea.
Oh, are you not familiar with chimeneas?
Oh, have I been exposed? Doug. I feel like a fool. Did you hear that? Did you know about chimenea?
Of course.
Oh, come on.
Why don't you explain to her what a chimenea is?
Sure. It's a, it's like a chimney.
Okay.
But, it's has a curvature to it.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right.
And,
Are you Googling it, Doug? Are you Googling it down there?
That sounds very much like he looked away at a screen.
Why is there? Exactly. It did, and also there's a lot of delay.
You could hear me turn to the screen.
It was the pause.
The acoustics are great down there.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
The acoustics are great.
It was like a scroll.
I heard a little scroll. Whoosh. Mm-hmm. Of him turning to look at a screen.
It's like a portable chimney.
A portable chimney.
Here's what it is.
Okay.
It's the concept of a fire pit.
I'm familiar.
So this is a sort of clay freestanding little structure.
Okay.
That has an opening at the base. You could put wood in there. I guess you could put coals in there as well.
Okay.
And but it's like a little outdoor heating device.
Wow, I learned something every time we do this from you, Bernd. Oh, what else, Doug? What else does the internet say?
You can find them on Pinterest.com. It seems like there's many of them there.
Okay.
Sure.
I would imagine.
You can just find pictures of them on Pinterest.
Yes.
You can't purchase them on Pinterest.
I think you could find pictures of them various places, but Pinterest, sure.
So, okay. See, I thought it was just a fun way to pronounce chimney, like the way my mom says Target instead of Target. It drives me. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
No, it's a real thing. Okay. It's a real thing. Yeah.
Well, yes, I certainly hope that she didn't get rid of the cat cremation style at her own home. Yikes. Yeah,
but I think that maybe we could workshop how could this post have been a little more sensitive and a little less jarring.
Absolutely. I think that, I mean,
it's tough. It's tough.
Look, yeah, because you can't just say found dead cat. That's yes, also rough.
Exactly.
Just say,
you might want to sit down.
You might want to sit down. That's nice, Doug.
You
might want to sit down. If you're the owner of an orange striped cat, you might want to sit down. Maybe that would be the more sensitive way to start this post.
Absolutely.
So in the future, anybody, if you find a deceased animal, it's very sad.
Okay, so let's continue. Okay, yeah. So subject line.
All right. Oh, yeah. We're still
if you're the owner of an orange striped cat,
yes,
you might want to sit down. Okay, that's the title.
Headline.
That's
yeah,
the headline.
That's the
headline. Mm-hmm. And then the body of it is something like, start with, you know, I'm so sorry to report
mm-hmm.
a cat has
I found
away?
An orange cat. I don't think you need to say, I'd lose stripes all over. Because if it's a striped cat, I assume that they're all over. Because
yeah.
if it's one stripe, then he's not striped.
I've never seen a cat with just a couple stripes.
Exactly.
When the person, Kristen says a cat passed away.
Yeah.
Does that mean that she found the cat already deceased? Or,
right, but passed away, to me, always sounds like, you know, surrounded by his family and friends, and it took a while, and
yes,
he had time
exactly.
to say goodbye and expire, you know, yes. in sort of like a languid, candlelit scene.
Exactly.
That's what I picture.
Exactly. Priest comes in for last rites.
Yeah, that's right. And so I'm sure that didn't happen, but you also don't want to say, and also, it's not indicated what he passed away of, which, again, I don't know
exactly.
if we want to know, because I hate when a cat has been hit by when it's hit by a car, or when, it's a dog. Oh, terrible. so maybe
I'm neutral about that.
Now that's what an interesting thing to be neutral about.
Death comes to us all, and
very frank and matter of fact about death.
Well,
Bert.
Being a pharmacist, I mean, I see
a lot of death.
I see a lot of people come close to death,
okay. or just they come in and they are close to death.
Sure,
yeah, right,
sure.
right. And you're like, are all these medications really?
Well,
gonna-?
Because if you have an infection, that could lead to death, and you're coming in to see me as a stopgap.
Right, right.
But here's the thing, though. Eventually, you will die.
You're the step before death for a lot of people.
For a lot of people, and I was asked to stop saying that to people. But I didn't, it got to be where I didn't realize I was saying, I was just thinking out loud. And
oh,
then,
yeah, that happens sometimes.
Yeah. And then my manager Pete said, please don't say that to people.
Oh, okay.
And so I did stop. But it is true.
Does manager Pete still have that mustache?
Yes, he does.
Ugh.
Yes, he does.
I think it's wrong for a pharmacist to have such a sort of, I guess he's kind of going for old timey, but it's the handlebar, I don't know, just so much hair, so much facial hair around all those drugs. Well, I don't know. Is that good?
Well, it's. I mean, he does wax it up. And so that acts as a sort of hairnet in a way. It's all kept in there.
Yes.
But he doesn't. The thing is, and I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this on the podcast.
Oh.
He never trims it. So it's just getting longer and longer and
right.
longer.
It's like, is he going for a record or something?
And he's got to go for more and more spirals to keep it contained.
Oh.
And I think it's distracting, especially if he's going to give you some bad news,
right?
If somebody's telling you you can't get your prescription that you need for your mm-hmm. for your heart,
right?
You don't want that guy to look like that.
No,
you know what I mean?
No, that's what you're going to focus on.
So somebody came out of a carnival
and said you're going to die.
Well, now we're not allowed to tell people that.
Oh, good.
We are not.
It's probably also not accurate.
Yes. And that's one of the things Pete said, we're not allowed to tell people that. And it's probably best if we don't suggest it. And I said, Pete, fair enough.
Then there you go. Well, yeah. That's a good bit of advice, I think. So
if you're the owner of an orange striped cat, you might want to sit down. I regret to inform you. An orange striped cat has passed away in my custody.
And I was thinking about taking measures for cremation.
One way to dispose of such an animal is cremation.
If this description matches your cat, please contact me if you have a different plan for its last rites.
If there's some sort of living will
yes,
that you're in possession
there could
of.
Be. It could be a living will.
Yes.
It could want to do a wake for or a celebration of life, which are so popular these days.
A celebration of life.
You could do a
life.
Celebration of the cat's life,
yes.
which I think is nicer, you know.
Although a good old-fashioned Irish wake with the cat's body there.
Yeah, keening. Isn't that where they keen?
Everyone's keening and
everyone's
drinking.
Everyone's keening.
Bitter recriminations. old jokes are being told. Songs are sung.
And everyone gets drunk.
And simply everyone gets drunk.
Everyone.
Well, Joan, we have to take a break.
Yes.
When we return, we will have a guest right here in the studio. Stay tuned for more of The Neighborhood Listen.
Tiki mugs for sale or trade. $30. Hey, it's Eric here. Complete your bar cart. Sweet tiki mug sale or preferably trade. Tiki mug swap or whatever you want to offer. Like, I'll give you the tiki mugs and maybe you'll give me a different tiki mug. Or I'll give you the tiki mug and maybe you'll give me a large cardboard tube. Or I'll give you the tiki mug and maybe you'll give me a commemorative plate. Or I'll give you the tiki mug and you'll give me some old fireplace implements. Or I'll give you the tiki mug and you'll give me a coupon for one free back rub. Or I'll give you the tiki mug and you will give me some sage advice. Or I'll give you the tiki mug and you will give me the same tiki mug weeks later, but in a different wrapping so that I have a fun surprise when I open it up, like, oh, it's my tiki mug I gave you.
And welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen.
Excellent.
How are you doing down there, Doug?
Good. I found the light.
Oh,
good.
This is good.
I feel a little bit like you could have reminded me that it's a torch.
What?
This is a torch lit cellar.
Oh, you know
when you said it was there was a light.
Now, Joan, is this true? It's lit entirely by torches.
It's more like yes. I mean, it's gas connected. It's like turning on your fireplace if it's a gas fireplace.
Sure.
I think torch is a bit of a dramatic way to explain, but yes, it actually is. It looks like you dipped a stick in kerosene. I wanted it to kind of have a medieval feel to it.
So sure, absolutely.
Right? You know, yes. I was going for that. Well, because you're down in the depths, you know, in the dungeon. So I've got
absolutely. You're going through the catacombs.
Yeah, the stonework works. I got a couple skulls there. Just
look,
for ambiance.
We found 5 bottles of wine.
Yes, exactly. Right.
What treasure must be down here?
Uh huh. Yeah. And so I did go for that theme. So yes, it does look, Doug's right. It looks like a torch, but it's not as uncontrolled as, well, I guess a torch is kind of controlled, but it's not like a kerosene situation. It's just a gas line.
Mm-hmm. I figured out you turn the gas knob.
Right, and that I guess
knob,
would be a bit tricky because it just looks like an old fashioned key.
Turn the gas knob. It has a timer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then you walk around and you light each torch.
I just
to
thought
me,
that.
It feels like a torch.
Where does the timer come into play?
Well, the gas shuts off after the timer.
So you have...
Right, because I didn't want it on all night down there. What if it's like, oh, I don't want to fall asleep and say, did I extinguish the torches in the wine cellar? You know how you have that thought before you go to bed.
No, I understand. Of course. So you're only able to light one torch at a time, and then you have to take that torch and light the other torches.
I thought that would add to the fun theme of it.
How many pilot lights total are we talking here?
Oh, it really is just one. It's the first one, and then you...
And the other ones are real torches.
Yeah.
And how are those extinguished?
Well, I've experimented with a couple different things. Mm. I did try to blow them out. What an idiot. You know, that didn't work.
That's you need a lot of breath to blow out a
There's
torch.
There's a gigantic snuffer.
Sure.
And you just have to go around and do that. Anybody you have to
now
hold
you're,
it on
you're
there.
You're miming. That's a two-handed snuffer.
Oh, no, it's wrought iron. It's very heavy. Again, I'm trying to fit with the... It's all very rustic down
absolutely,
there, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, but you have to hold it on there for about 20 minutes each. So it just...
20 takes, minutes?
That's why I don't illuminate all of them every time.
I see.
Yeah. But also, there is a light bulb above, and you didn't see it.
There is an overhead fixture. That's good to know.
To be honest, that's what I always use.
I'd use that
most of the time. I'm surprised you went for the torch route because it's a hassle.
Yeah.
I tried something. It didn't work. Yeah. You know, that's what you can do with a house.
But yet, Doug has said he's very good at feeling around in the dark. Missed that switch for that
is.
Overhead. Where is... Joan.
I'm sorry.
That was very
racist. Told you it was a skill.
Okay. All right, Doug. That's fine.
I'm so sorry. We are babbling on and we have a guest here
in my
kitchen.
Yes, we do. Right here on the kitchen island.
Yes.
And yes, we do have a guest in the studio. This is one of our neighbors from right here in Dignity Falls. We'll read her post. This is Emily. Emily posted this headline. This is a request under general. Internal medicine doctor, shortened to DR. Hi. Any great recs for a general physician looking to get annual and blood work from someone who is not trying to rush me out the door? LOL.
Wow.
Lol.
Please welcome Emily. Here she is.
Yeah, it was lol.
Lol?
Oh, that's how you pronounce.
I see. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. You mean it wasn't laugh out loud? Is lol actually, or what did you mean laugh out loud?
I meant laugh out loud.
But you say lol.
Well, most people say lol.
Oh, we're old.
We're old. It used to be LOL.
Yikes.
Yeah, I know. And now it's lol. It's become a word.
It's become a word, like chiminea.
It has, yeah. Funny enough, I have used a chiminea.
You have?
So you've experienced
this. How am I the only one snoozing on the chiminea?
Did I do a good job describing it?
I thought so. You know, my old physician used to have one, and he would cook little pizzas in there for us.
Really?
Weird that it can be used for cremating or pizzas.
He would. So it's a wood fire pizza, essentially.
Yeah, it is.
But he would have some. How would he? I'm trying to picture this. Like, the pizzas must have been very small.
Yeah, they were small pizzas.
Because even...
they were just little bites.
Oh, like a bagel bite.
Yeah, but a pizza bite.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Now, here's what's interesting about this post to me is mentioning, I mean, I think this is obvious, the idea that a doctor's trying to rush you out the door. I'm just going to say from my experience, I feel like I go there and I wait forever. Mm. And by the time the doctor gets into the room, I'm like, get me the hell out of here.
Exactly.
So has that not been your experience? Or what do you exactly mean by that? Do you mean the annual not being rushed or the blood work not being rushed? Because boy, oh boy, I don't like getting my blood taken.
Every time I've gone to a physician here in LA, they're trying to rush me out. Get me out
now
of
here. Now, we're not in Los Angeles.
Well, this is where I used to live.
Oh, okay. Got it. Did you just move here to Dignity Falls?
No, I moved here years ago.
Oh.
Every time I was in LA.
And you have not seen a doctor since.
No, I finally found one physician in LA that worked for me.
Okay.
Man that actually took his time. He's the one with the
chiminea.
Chiminea.
Oh, right. Sure.
So he actually worked for me. Then I come out here. It's been years since I've been to the doctor. Mm-hmm. Been trying to find someone. Can't find one physician that doesn't, again, want to rush me out the door.
And again, what do you mean by rush me out the door?
Can we get you anything? Ma'am, you can't sit here too much longer because we have another patient. Ma'am, your parking is, you need to move your car. Is that your Hyundai Sonata?
It sounds like maybe, are you staying for a while after the doctor's finished with you?
Absolutely.
Oh, and why?
Well, I have, you know, my things. I need to collect my things.
Your things?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, I've, you know, my purses, my bags, my hats.
Multiple hats to the doctor.
Well, of course. I wear many hats.
But literally you wear many hats.
So purses, bags, hats.
I need to collect my things. Also, you know, if I've started an article, you expect me to just... up and leave.
But now, are you in? You're
if I'm reading a magazine, I'm supposed to not finish.
Is this in the examination room?
Yeah, this is all over the office.
Oh. So what I'm gathering is you kind of just make yourself at home in this doctor's office. And can you maybe not see how they've got to get other patients in, much like at a restaurant that is busy, perhaps? And actually, that's an interesting question. What kind of restaurants do you like, by the way? How do you handle when you're at a restaurant and there's a lot of people waiting and...
I can't tell you how many times they're trying to get me out of there. Uh-huh. Oh, ma'am, can you settle up? My shift is ending. We're all wrapped up here. The staff is leaving. You know, that kind of thing. I like a cafe. I like to come early, stay late.
What do you mean by come early? Like get there as soon as it opens?
That's a good question.
You know, if there's outdoor seating, I like to sit, you know, I might get there 4 or 5 a.m., set my laptop up.
So before they are actually open.
Yeah.
I can see how that might cause a problem with management. You know, you show up and there's a woman.
It would be alarming. I mean, you're getting there in the dark and you are and you're out there on your laptop.
I've got stuff to do. I've got articles to read.
Now, why do you prefer to do that? Yeah, I'm reading a lot of articles. Why do you prefer to do that in a public place as opposed to in the privacy of your own home? Do you have a chaotic home life? What's going on in
my home? Well, my kids.
So you have kids?
There's so much that they want from me.
Well,
I don't have time to give that. I need to go. I need to get out.
What are the ages of your kids, if I may?
Oh, 7, 13. Just
all right.
Nonstop. I need.
Listen, I hear you, honey. I hear you.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Joan has 3 kids, of course.
I do. Twins and a daughter who is still here. And actually, she doesn't need me anymore. She doesn't really need anything from me.
Oh, I envy you.
Well, you know, you're going to get to a point where you're actually sad that they don't need you.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Can I ask, do you also have... I mean, you're, if I understand correctly, you're describing a scenario where you'll get to a place before it opens and then you will want to stay there long after it's closed. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Normal time at an establishment.
Some might disagree. Mm-hmm. Some might say like the most time I've ever spent at a cafe is maybe 2 hours.
Huh. Well, are you from New York City?
No.
Oh, really living that fast-paced life? I see.
No, I just, I run out of things to do there.
Oh, must be nice. For me, the news stream never ends.
So yeah, when
I've
you talk that you're reading articles, what are these articles generally about?
Is this for work that you have to keep abreast of all these news articles?
No. It's a 24-hour news cycle. Wake up.
So you're just, like maybe you're just addicted to the internet and the news.
Some would say I'm just following up with politics, making sure that I'm aware of what's going on in this country.
Do you have a job?
Well, they no longer consider me part of the crew.
Who's they?
I worked I worked for a non-for-profit organization. Mm-hmm. We make meetings for scientists.
You make meetings for scientists.
For scientists.
International scientists, sometimes they need to have meetings where mm-hmm. they all talk about things like physics.
Oh, like a phone conference? Like arranging a phone conference?
No. Real life meetings. Okay. You know, they come.
In person.
They come to the hotel. They stay at a hotel. I would facilitate that. Right. It got too much for me.
It got too much for you.
Yeah.
Too much work?
Just the kids, the work. I said, this is insanity. The expectation.
Just life in general just was too much for you. So you go to a place of business and hang out there. Who's watching the kids at home? Are you married?
Sorry, Bert.
Sure. You go first.
Did you quit or were you fired? Because you did start out saying they no longer consider you part of the crew.
That's true.
And then you're saying now it got to be too much for you. So are you admitting that maybe you were not doing a good job and they had to let you go? Or are you saying you left of your own volition?
I think my patience was shot. Mm. You know, scientists, they could solve a big equation or make us, you know, put a vial and put a lot of potions in it or whatever.
That's what they do.
But they don't know how to do basic stuff. They don't know where the bathroom is. Mm.
They don't know
how to leave the building when they enter the building. They're confused how to live everyday life.
Is that right?
I cut my finger. Can you put a bandage on it?
That was one of the jobs that you had?
I'm not your mom.
Right, you certainly don't like being a mom to your own children. Why would you be a mother to these strangers?
That's exactly how I felt.
So you would facilitate in-person meetings for various scientists.
And Band-Aid applications.
And so sometimes they'd be confused as to how they get out of the building. They wouldn't know where the bathroom was, and they'd cut themselves, and you'd have to apply a bandage.
This is my theory, and it hasn't been proven, but I think everybody only has so much of their brain that they can use, okay?
I agree with that, actually.
Some people, they might be so good, this Renaissance man in a certain way, and then you watch that person run. He doesn't know how to run, right? His body, his brain never taught his body how to run.
Not that he has a comical run, but that he literally does not know how to run.
No, a comical run.
Okay.
A bad run.
I will say sometimes you see people running and sometimes they just don't look like they don't look right running.
Well, it's very undignified running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like it.
If you were a caveman, you were running, you were in trouble.
Yeah, I went on a running kick for like in the 90s. Remember that, Doug? Oh, yes. Okay, you know what?
He's looking at a screen. Oh, what? Did he fall? Do you have?
No. We have a well in the corner.
I'm not sure where I am. It's when the cellar went way deeper than I thought.
Is there a sub-cellar in the cellar?
Yes, I thought it'd be fun again to go further with this and put a well in the, sure. But again, the twins, of course, made that no fun because they would.
Oh, typical.
They put. Did you have twins as well?
No, just kids.
Oh. Well, yeah, mine are definitely typical kids, and they would put things
these
down there. They put
twins, Matt and Chant.
They'd put the cat down there, and then the cat would cry. It was terrible. It was pretty borderline animal cruelty, and so I put a cover over it.
No, I'd say it's not borderline. I'd say it's firmly crossed over the border.
Fair enough. You're right.
Become a citizen.
It's got global entry. You're right. Okay.
Is there a rope ladder or something?
Doug, can you just hang on because we are in the middle of an interview.
There's a system of pegs, and much like in American Ninja, you have to climb up them. That
Ooh, I love that show.
Right, that's why I did it because I thought that you'd enjoy that. So let us
like
know.
You foresaw this whole thing happening.
I know my family very well. I don't know how you took the pothole off or the man. You know, it's sort of like a pothole that I had on there. Why did you take that off, Doug? It covers up the well.
Like a lid?
Yeah, there's a beautiful rug underneath, and then underneath it is, a lid.
The lid's underneath the beautiful rug.
Yeah, so we had to have pulled up the rug. Did you open a bottle of wine, Doug? Are you drunk?
No, I was exploring the cellar. I haven't seen it in years.
All right, well, hey, we'll get back to you in a second, honey. So, all right, where were we?
I can't stop picturing the basement of Parasite. That's what I think of.
Oh, no spoilers. I haven't seen it yet.
Is that why your porch light is always blinking?
Because I haven't seen Parasite?
Yeah, yep. You know, if you see Parasite, that'll stop that blinking.
It will? All right. Yeah. I got to watch it. We got to watch that. Okay.
Two best porch light blinking things that I can think of. Parasite and Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, boy. And listeners don't know this yet, but we could do a whole episode on Haunting of Hill House.
If you can think of a great porch light blinking drama, please send it into us.
Stranger Things kind of has a lot of blinking, and I'm sure there's a porch light blinking in it somewhere.
I suppose.
Oh, wow. Not a Stranger Things fan. Okay, got it.
It doesn't figure it as part of the plot.
Okay, I understand.
All right, so I was going to say Chernobyl, but I don't think there's any porches, but there is a lot.
And if you can screen cap a porch in Chernobyl, please send that to us.
Oh boy.
At burntandjoan.
But please,
@gmail.com.
That's right. That's our email. So I just wanted to ask really quickly, who's watching the kids when you're gone all day? Is your husband at home?
Question.
Yeah, my husband, Daviel.
What's his
Daviel.
Name?
Daviel's
Daviel?
Daviel.
Am I saying that correctly?
What provenance is that? Where's he? What's his heritage?
Albanian, Irish.
Oh.
Welsh.
Couple things. Mm. And
three things.
So he's a, you're right. My stand corrected. So what lols? Is it okay to eat add a Z at the end there? Is that kind of what you do? Lols?
Sure. I spell it with an S, but Z works.
Okay. Lols.
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 So does he not work? He just stays at home with the kids.
Yeah. He's doing the whole stay at home dad thing. Uh-huh. Which
it sounds like he doesn't have a choice.
No, he doesn't. Uh-huh. He try. He's mad. But I can't. I told him if I was there, I would lose everything that I have.
What does that mean?
Mentally.
Mentally.
Oh, I see.
Maybe even physically, my body would give out.
If you were at home with your family. I mean, look, fair enough. I've had moments like that where you're just like, I'm going to leave all of you and go to Italy and I'm going to eat, pray, love my way through the next year.
Yeah.
But so I hear you. But very few people actually can, do that and leave the house every single day.
To commit to it. It's...
And yet, have you not thought of getting, are you happy to marry? I mean, you guys, are you thinking of
we
getting
still
a divorce?
Have, no, we still have sex. So we.
Oh, well, that's not, I never meant to ask that. That's none of my business.
It gets pretty kinky.
Oh, still. None of my business.
You know, it's, I think the main thing is, I didn't expect the responsibility that came with kids.
Oh,
and
sure.
Initially,
even after the first one.
Yeah. You know, this didn't hit.
You went ahead and had a second one.
6 years later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, it's been 13 years since the first one. And this has been a really late, what do you call it?
Revelation?
When you first have a kid and you freak out.
Postpartum?
Yes. Mm. I had a delayed postpartum.
A 13-year postpartum.
13 years. Yeah. Because initially I was fine, you know, juggling the workplace life with the kids. Because apparently that's so hard and all that. And then it got real bad for me.
So it wasn't until 13 years after your first child that you experienced a postpartum depression. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Interesting.
I see.
And, delayed.
And what does anyone do for money now?
Are the kids working? Or what?
One of Mocktail does audition.
What's his name?
I'm sorry.
Mocktail.
Mocktail does audition for stuff.
What does he audition for? Maybe I've seen him around.
He auditions for small parts on industrials for...
Would he like to be in Funny Girl? And that's a question, and also the way the title is pronounced.
Is there money involved?
Now that's a question I have not answered yet, but we are hoping that there will be a stipend of some sort.
Never thought to ask you that if the actors got paid for
Well, because for me, I would do it for free, but I guess some people need a reward, so I don't know. If Mocktail needs it, then I guess I'll give him a gift certificate or something.
And is Mocktail your 13-year-old?
Yes.
And your 7-year-old's name is?
Nerds.
I need to know where that came from. I'm sorry.
So Devanuel, your husband.
Davuel.
Davuel. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Davuel Mocktail Nards.
How did you come up with the two names of your children?
Well, oddly enough, I was at my physician's when he said, you're pregnant.
Okay. That's usually where you are.
And I said, hang on, let me finish this pizza. And
it was just a
you
pizza
brought a
bite.
Pizza. It was just a pizza bite.
He made the pizza.
That's right.
And I said, oh, Nards.
And that was the name of your second child. So how strange that came out. But you held on to that for 6 years.
Right.
So where'd you get Mocktail?
I said, boy, do I need a mocktail right now.
Obviously, because you're pregnant, you couldn't have a real cocktail.
Exactly.
Got it. Oh, man. And it just stuck.
It did.
Yeah.
Well, it's unique. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And on a whole, I just am looking for a physician. Again, that's why I'm here. If you know of a doctor who is not going to ask me to get the F out, like someone recently said.
Oh, wow.
I'm a nice patient. I connect with the physician. I love to have long talks. I have a lot that's wrong with me, which is good for them, too, because they're going to want to fix it.
I'm not sure that that's what they actually love.
They're gonna have a lot they're going to want to work on with me.
What you have various physical ailments? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, what do you have?
Chronic yeast infection.
Oh, dear.
Non-stop, to be honest.
Wow, that is not good.
That's not good.
That's not good.
It's bad, is what it is.
Are you taking anything for that currently?
Yeah, Bernd probably knows the medications you're supposed to be taking, right?
I've done the Monistat thing. I've done the oral pill.
Have you tried essential oils?
Oh, is that supposed to work?
Oh, yeah. My sister's very into them.
Essential oils are always supposed to work.
Bernd does not believe in it. I understand most pharmacists are sort of wary of all that sort of Eastern stuff and the hokey woo-woo, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This isn't 1,000
Arabian Nights.
But I throw a little essential ginger down there. Never had a problem.
Ginger? I just take a piece of ginger?
Yeah. No, you need the oil.
Oh, it's the oil.
I wouldn't put a piece of ginger. Ginger is spicy.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. Thank you for that.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
I could definitely use something. It is out of control.
So it sounds like the yeast infection. Is that the bulk of it? That's the main? Or was there something else you have?
You know, weird places that are itchy. That
like what? What
weird? Like my vagina.
Oh, okay.
So okay, you're, that sounds
it
like
it sounds like the yeast infection again.
I don't think those are two separate conditions.
It sounds like you need an OBGYN, not a general practitioner.
Well, every time I go to a doctor, he says, "Well, we'll deal with the yeast infection." I said, "Well, what about the itch?"
But that is, that is dealing.
What does the doctor usually respond when you ask that question?
Says, "Ma'am, it's been 7-8 hours. Time for you to get your car out of the way."
So you're blocking the doctor.
Well, I park pretty close
I'm
to the entrance.
I'm imagining you're not even allowed to park there if you're blocking the doctor. I'm imagining you're not allowed to park where you're parking.
I mean, if it gets to the point where the doctor is saying you need to
bad.
Move your car,
that's bad.
I usually park in his spot.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I'm not sure if this is going
to
help you going
see.
On this podcast because I don't know if that
that's
there's a doctor.
What?
That's who I'm there to see. I park in his spot.
Well, it's interesting logic.
Yes.
I will say that I don't know if this is going to help you being on this podcast because any doctor that hears this might think that you are a customer who tends to overstay her welcome, if I may.
Oh, that's dark.
Well, it's not dark. It's just it's just a reality. It sounds like, and there might need to be a compromise between yes, finding maybe a bit sort of more laid back practice for you to go to, but also for you to maybe exercise just a little bit more awareness of when perhaps you need to leave.
Okay.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here, right? I'm not telling
there
you to go, home to your
exactly.
kids.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not telling home to your kids. I bet you've heard that phrase a couple
times. I have definitely heard that phrase.
Yeah.
And to me, I am also, if we're going to go for it here, I'm looking for a restaurant. I'm looking for a new place to do my exercise. There's a lot of venues that I'm looking for. And if anyone can help me. I can make more of transitions easier for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little time here, a little time there.
All right.
So maybe if you expanded your personal universe to more locations, you wouldn't be spending so much time in all of them.
Exactly. So I don't know what the pharmacy is like or what.
I mean, have you ever been to a pharmacy?
So
she's trying to, you know, she wants to come and hang out at your pharmacy for a couple hours.
Is there a space where you sit for... Where you can put your
there's a seat where you there's a seat where you can take your blood pressure, but people are going to be coming in and using that. You can't
true.
Stay there.
It's very true. That is sort of the one seating area. that self blood pressure machine.
It's funny because I love.
We do set out some folding chairs when it's flu season.
Oh,
for
oh,
people waiting to get the shots.
This is a good time for me because of coronavirus.
Oh,
well, we don't have that vaccine yet. I'm so glad they're going to make it affordable. Hopefully, by the time people hear this, we'll all still be alive.
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
They say,
if not, we can all hunker down in the well.
Yeah.
Because actually, we'd be really safe there. It's basically like a bunker.
There's been one reported case.
Oh, no. It sounds...
Are there bats?
Like, are those rats or bats?
They're bats.
Sounds like rats.
There are bats down there? There's that's not possible. Those sound like rats. Either way, not good.
It honestly sounds to me like a hamster on a wheel. Am I the only one who hears that?
Wherever I am now, it's dark again.
Wherever you are now, there's no...
There's only
nothing,
so many
there's
places.
There's only the well. Where did you go?
Are you in Narnia, Doug? What's happened? The bats abruptly left.
The bats are gone. Oh, thank God.
I mean, they got out of there.
They sure did. Boy, oh boy.
I found a stone. I took it out, and there was a hole, and I crawled in the hole.
Well,
I couldn't find these steps you were talking
about. You couldn't find the pegs?
The pegs. I did not know about this.
I don't know
where you are.
Doug, I hate to say this. I don't think you are good at feeling around in the dark.
He needs to eat more carrots. That helps you see in the dark.
Is that true?
Yeah.
All right. Is that true?
It's not completely false, but it's not...
true.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like you eat a bunch of carrots and then your vision, you know, all of a sudden you're not Mr. Magoo anymore. If you are, in fact, Mr. Magoo.
Shoot. Well, listen, best of luck to you. And I really do hope that you find a nice balance. And I do hope that you eventually come home and spend a little bit of time with your kids. I really promise you that when they get older, you're gonna miss when they were little.
Yeah, you don't want to look back at pictures of Mocktail and Nards and turn to your husband,
Daviel,
Daviel,
and say, "Oh, Cat's in the Cradle," you know.
Cats in the cradle and silver spoon. Look at the little boy in the moon. I'd love to do, I'll definitely be by the pharmacy. I will also be by the play.
Oh,
I would
love
to just take it all in.
Bring Mocktail by, and when I have auditions, I'm going to post it on the Neighbor app and bring them in.
I might even audition myself.
And the theater is a great place to go if you just want to feel like you're there forever.
Sure, but just know that rehearsals are going to be 10 to 6, no earlier, no later. And no one can be in the theater before or after. So just want to get that out there right now.
All right, we'll see.
Well, okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, right now, we're going to close the house, as it were.
Right, exactly.
So, also have to leave here.
Okay. I'll be in the bathroom. Where is the bathroom?
We don't have one.
Okay, well, I'll figure out somewhere to go to the bathroom.
Oh, God.
Sounds like we got a scientist on our hands. All right. Emily, thank
Stay
you so
away
much for
from
being
my
here.
Things, please.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
Doug. The bathroom.
Honey? What did he say?
I'm just saying to
stay away from your
stay
things.
Away from my
okay.
Oh, definitely stay away
if
from
you're
going to
use
yeah.
the bathroom on your own.
Yeah. That's right.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay, Doug. well, we're going to take a break. Emily, thank you very much for being here, and good luck to you.
Thank you again. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, everybody. Sarah here. Ball Python, $50. Okay. I inquired this ball python because a friend of mine went to jail. He ended up getting 5 years, and I refused to foster the snake for 5 years. He doesn't like me. Or it's because I feed him in his tank, and it thinks I have food when I go over to him. I don't know, but I'm not willing to risk it. Plenty of other people have held him. I'm not going to hold him, and it's not fair. I need to give him up. My daughter wants a bearded dragon, and right now they're on sale for $30, and that's what I'm asking for, a $30 rehoming fee, unless somebody has a baby bearded dragon. They would like to trade? I'm willing to do that also. You know what I mean? It's not just the snake only, not his cage or anything else. Well, I will give you a lot of his supplies because I know I don't need them. Also, just for informational purposes, he eats every Friday one live mouse. And that's just for informational purposes, he eats every Friday one live mouse. Oh, God, I'm repeating myself. And, oh, Lord, is that something to watch? I can't wait to stop doing that. Everybody always tells me how pretty he is, and he's got these great markings, and all this is very unique, and all that stuff, but I don't want it anymore. He wants to eat me, and I don't like it. Feel free to call me, or text me, or send me an email. My name is Sarah.
Welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen, and Emily, huh?
Yeah, I saw her leave the room, but I didn't see her leave the house. I truly hope she's gone.
She might be in the living room with a den or something.
And oh, God.
The gift wrapping suite.
We'll check. Babe, how are you doing? Did you?
I'm back.
Oh, thank God. What did you find down there?
There was, at one point, I was treading water.
What?
Some kind of. I mean, that was harrowing.
Oh, my God. You've really been on a journey. I did not know that we had an underground lake underneath our house. At least I hope that's what it is.
Sweet. I saw like murals painted down there.
What? Doug, you're pulling our leg. I think he got into one of the Sovy Bees.
Are you
what
saying
I think.
Like, are you saying like cave paintings? Or are you just saying.
I think so. They seemed. But they helped me get back.
What?
I was just following the.
They're like pictograms?
Yeah, I think there were clues or some kind of riddles. Or,
wow.
Clues or some kind of riddles.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're back and that you're safe, honey.
It's worth going down. It's maybe worth turning on the overhead light and going down
probably worth it.
To explore.
I'm first going to ask the twins, because if anyone's behind it, it's probably them, to be honest.
They're tricksters.
They're such tricksters. So we have one last post that I just want to, and this has been happening a little bit. I feel like there's been just a little bit too many posts that are very self-righteous. I think
it does happen. It's true.
You know, I think that we're creating problems and finding problems with our own problems, people. You know,
people get in their feels.
In their feels, yep. Mm-hmm. And or on their high horse.
On their high horse. They're in their ivory tower.
On their soapbox.
They're hunkered in the chimney. Mm-hmm. And then they have something to say.
Yeah.
And they want to say it on NeighborHap.
And this is what Molly said. And it's titled Fruit Trees. Please pick the fruit from your trees. Okay. Lemons, oranges, limes, tangerines, kumquats are so good this time of year. If you can't use all the fruit, please ask your friends to help pick it. Donate it to your neighbors. Call the food bank. Post a message on the NeighborHap for others who might want it. Removing the fruit will promote a healthy tree and help to have a good crop next year. Also, it will keep the fruit rats from hanging around your yard. We are so lucky to live in this beautiful climate where bountiful fruit grows so easily. I mean, listen, Molly, I don't go to your house and tell you to pick your fruit. Why does she care? I mean, she's hitting several things. She's worried about the fact that the fruit tastes so good. So you're missing out on how good it tastes. Then, yes. Then she's worried about people going hungry. So you got to go to food bank. Mm. And then now she's talking about the climate in general and the crops and then also the fruit rats. And it's sort of like, I don't know. Is this virtue signaling? Is that what this is? I hear about this all the time.
I don't know.
Is it just someone trying to just force people to be a good person and sort of humble bragging about how she cares about food banks? I mean, what is she doing? Does Molly pick her own? Is she going to the food bank and is she doing anything to remove the fruit rats?
I mean,
it's really pointing the finger.
Here's the thing. It makes me think that Molly doesn't have a fruit tree and there's a little bit of jealousy.
She's jealous.
But also, the tone of it shifts back and forth. When it's like, oh, you have this lovely fruit tree. It's a great time of year. Why don't you have the fruit? And then I was like, yeah, why don't you pick the fruit?
Exactly. And you know what? Why doesn't she go just pick it? Just go pick the fruit.
Go not. We've had this come up before. Knock on the door and say, hey, can I grab some of your fruit?
Yeah. A lot. We have posts of people saying, please take my fruit.
Yes.
So why isn't she going there and just taking their fruit? And also, ask your friends to come help pick it. What an annoying. Can you help come pick fruit for me?
Yes. I mean, that's just, you know what else? What about the fruit rats?
Exactly.
What are they supposed to do?
Exactly.
You're going to take it to a food bank, but these guys are out there in the wild,
and they're helping. They're helping keep go. They're helping the natural order of things.
Circle of life.
That's right.
If the fruit rats die out.
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
What happens?
What happens then?
Well, oh, I see. Very open-ended. Exactly.
Well, I don't know who the fruit rats prey on besides fruit. But somebody must prey on them.
Given their name, it doesn't seem like anything
fruit cats.
Else.
What are the fruit cats going to do?
Are there fruit cats?
I'm assuming. If there's fruit rats, doesn't it stand to reason there's fruit cats? And they eat the fruit rats.
I just think that
because they love the taste of rat with a little bit of fruit.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It's... Look, if you have enough time to sit and complain about this, what's going on with you, Molly? Maybe it is just that idea of being jealous and also maybe not, I don't know, having enough to do. When your hobby is just complaining, boy, that is just such a, and I don't know, maybe this is a cry for help, this post. I don't know. I feel like this is, not to get too dark, but I mean.
Well, let's go there. Let's get in the darkness.
Okay, I think that Molly's probably a little lonely. I think that she's a little bit jealous. Mm. I think that she's wishing that she had fruit. I think she's wishing she had friends. I think she's wishing she had fruit rats.
Yes.
I think everything that's listed in here is something she does not have.
Absolutely. She is a bitter, dried up old crone.
Okay. Well, I don't, that might be inferring too much.
I thought
much.
We were on the same page.
you turned the page and now we're not.
Ah, Pop Seeger. So... I would say Molly is her name.
Correct.
Molly, find a new game. Molly's game.
Oh,
and
my God.
Stop lecturing people about their fruit trees.
Do you know who had a terrible accent in that movie? Idris Elba. Boy, oh boy, can he not do an American accent? Go watch it. I'm right.
He...
Huh? Gorgeous man. The accent was not so gorgeous.
Is it worse than Ralph Fiennes' American accent in Made in Manhattan?
No, it's been a while since I've watched that one, and you know I love a rom-com.
I know you do. My favorite part of the rom-com, when they finally get together, and then they have a time where they just have to be apart. Yes. They finally get together and then like, now we're mad.
It's the third act where you're like, we know how this is ending. We don't need this. We don't need a montage of you hanging out with someone else who doesn't do the joke about the pastry shop.
What?
There's a movie called Maid of Honor, M-A-D-E.
Sure.
With Patrick Dempsey.
That's right.
Where
McSteamy. McDreamy, excuse me. McSteamy was the other guy, Eric Dane.
Where they have a montage where they're kind of not with each other.
Yes.
And they always wait in line for a pastry and they do bits and jokes about it. And then it shows him taking a tall, blonde, beautiful girl. And he's like, she's hot, but she doesn't do the pastry bits. And that's how he knows that it's not right.
So they're apart long enough to start dating other people.
Well, then that's this ridiculous. No. The man dates another person. It's probably the day after.
Oh, I
not
see.
The woman.
I see.
Yeah, McDreamy was like, well, I got to find someone immediately.
But now
and she doesn't do the same joke. It turns out I want the woman who's funny with not as good a boobs or blonde hair, but I realize that a personality might matter.
So now is he
I'm
the
sorry,
one?
I get all hot about
he's
it.
He's the one. Is she the one that has done the wrong thing? Because in that act, it's always somebody's like, I lied to you, but it was for a good reason because I love you. And then the other person's like, I'm mad at you for lying for a while.
Sometimes it's just like, I just got scared because I can't trust anybody.
Right.
Something happened when I was a kid. Someone stole my ice cream, so now I can't be in a marriage.
But that's when they get back together. They reveal that, right? Or is it?
Sometimes. Anyways.
So in Maid of Honor.
Idris Elba's accent was worse
Elba's accent,
than
not great.
Not great. But Molly needs to find a new game.
Yes, right. Molly, leave people's fruit trees alone. Mind your own business.
Mm-hmm. Mind your own fruit.
Not in my front yard.
I know that's something, but I don't know what it is.
Well, it's the idea of the NIMBY. Somebody says, I don't like this in my backyard.
NIMBY.
Like, it's fine if that happens. I just don't want to near where I live.
Not in my backyard.
But usually fruit trees are kind of in the front yard, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's how. Well, I'm assuming that Molly's NIMBY. Hopefully Molly's not going to people's backyards. And
sure hope not.
Looking at their trees and then judging how much fruit
is
there.
The other thing is it sounds like she's just walking around the neighborhood looking at the fruit and judging.
Now, again, I believe I mentioned this before. A friend of mine has a fruit tree, a lemon tree, and those things are just horrible. They will tear you apart.
Oh, Bert is showing me. It looks like he got in a fight with a cat.
No, I was helping my friend pick lemons off of this lemon tree.
And they have thorns.
This lemon tree, for some reason, lemon trees have thorns.
And you don't know it until you have one.
No, and
until
you
go to pick a
lemon. In order to pull a lemon off, like the lemons... They want to stay on the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to pull them off, you have to use a little bit of force. And, of course, that throws you right into the arms of a thorn.
You know, they've got a defense mechanism, right? Lemon trees are the males of rom-coms because they just don't trust you.
Exactly.
And they don't want to give their fruit up. So they scratch you.
That's right.
Right? And they're lonely for no. They don't have to be so lonely.
They don't have to be. And then, so a good thing to do is just wait for the lemons to rot off the tree. The circle of life continues. Well,
I'm sorry.
I knew it. I knew she was
Emily
still,
is still here.
I was just having trouble getting the TV working.
Okay. Yeah. I did ask you to leave the house. I know I did. I asked you nicely.
I'm pretty sure New Amsterdam starts soon.
We did do a late
record. We're into primetime television hours. And
you know what? I'll figure it out.
Oh, well, you won't though, because you'll leave hopefully, right? Doug, hey babe, can you come up here
sure.
You just come up here?
I can say you can use just input one.
No, Doug, I
had it on input
okay.
two.
All right, you
that's
know what?
Why I
fine, you deal with
Doug,
it.
Doug, once again, feeling around
DMI
in the dark.
You just deal with it. We're going
to
go.
We do have to wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening to The Neighborhood Listen. We'll be back with a new episode next week. And until then,
goodbye.
This is... And bye.